O gracious and almighty Heavenly Father, again we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank God for our choir and singing Zion songs. When you really can enjoy service in the Lord, when you get to know Him and you know what He done for you, you know where He done brought you from. When we forget about ourselves and function our mind on Jesus, because of what folk may say about us, or what you may have, we come to worship. Don't let nothing take the place of your worship. We come to worship, because we know it all because of Him. It's Him. It's one thing we don't earn. We don't earn His blessings. We thank Him for His blessing. He can do without all us, but we can't do nothing. We didn't even wake ourselves up this morning. And sometimes folks just think about that. They get happy. Think about it. I didn't wake myself up. Nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah. God that need nothing, number 99, still in our series, He need nothing. When you think about it and meditate on it, and you'll see that He really doesn't need nothing from us. Everything is already in Him. Turn your Bible, if you will, to 1 Peter. And we're going to look at that 5th chapter, getting at that first verse, 1 Peter 5 and 1. It said, "The elders which are among you I exalt, who am also an elder, and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither as being lord over God's inheritance, but being an example to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Peter, writing to the elders of the church, letting us know that God's still in control, and telling the chief shepherd, don't you get lifted up in pride. Don't take it because of money. Because a lot of folks in it because of money. Don't let money be your motive. That's all he's saying. Don't let money be your motive. A lot of folks pastor because of money. If there wasn't no money in it, I won't be in it, what they're saying. But he told us to take it because he put you there. Put you there. Hebrews 13 and 17, and we'll go on and dealing with preaching and so forth and the word of God. It says, obey them that have ruler over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. As they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with greed. For that is unprofitable for them. Unprofitable for them. It's useless. That's all he's saying. It's useless when you don't do it the right way and the right reason. Not God is letting the preacher know that I'm holding you responsible for the truth. We can't make nobody believe it. Your job is to tell them. Can't make nobody to accept it. Your job is just to tell them. In other words, he have appointed us to tell the truth. Whether you shoot him or not, you got to tell the truth. If you kill me, somebody is coming right behind me. Kill Peter, another Peter coming. Kill Paul, another Paul coming. Tell him the truth. I'm holding you responsible for telling them the truth, not making them do it, but tell them the truth. Bless his holy name. My brothers and my sisters, Peter saw the suffering of Christ. He saw how Christ suffered. He was there. He saw what Christ went through with. He even was there every minute when they hung him on the cross. He saw how they beat him and how they scarred him up. He saw all that. He saw the love of Christ. And he saw how Christ was treated, but yet still he still loved folks. He saw how he went out his way because he loved souls. He saw Christ as the creator. He saw him as the high priest. He saw him as the shepherd. He saw him as the Lord and Savior. He saw all that in Christ. That means he could write like he wrote because he saw the head leader. He watched the head leader close. Yet still he had doubts one time, but yet still he saw that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And my brothers and sisters, God's still dealing with us the same way. Jesus got me, Lord have mercy, dealing with the 21st century church. He called preachers and I don't know about these fellows. That's him and God business, but you all know what he told you. And that's the way it is. And when God tells us something, we got to do it or face God. And in times like these, we know people don't want truth too much now. Tell me a lie, I feel better. But the consequence of at the preacher then, if he don't tell you the truth, warn to the preacher. We got to know the preacher role, the preacher pastor. He got to tell you the truth. Because he loves you. Because he loves you. If he don't love you, I just tell you a bunch of lies. He got to take it not for money. See, if I was taking it for money, I'd tell you a lie. It'd make you feel good. Some of you, you know. But no, God going to take care of you easy where you go when you tell folks the truth. I'm dealing with the church of Christ's weakness. And one of her main faults. Wonder what her main fault is. All of us have what? Faults. All of us come what? Short of the glory of God. The church have two main faults in these last and evil days. You can agree with me if you want or not. That's your business. Her main fault in these last days, she is ashamed of Jesus. Her next fault is she is afraid of what folk don't do to them. This is our two main faults. We are ashamed of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Was he ashamed when he hung out on the cross with no clothes on at all, dying for our sin? But why should I be ashamed of somebody who took my spot? This was one of her weakness. She in these last days, she is ashamed and afraid. She is afraid to suffer for Christ's sake. Always remember, salvation is a package deal. You can't pick up. Yes. Following Jesus, you can't pick up a part of him. No, you've got to pick up all of him. Amen. If you're going to follow him.
You're right.
All we want to pick up in the last days, what you can give me.
Come on, Pastor.
Yes. Yes, sir. I follow you if you keep my basket full.
That's all right, Pastor.
But when it comes down to suffering for you, I'm going to back up on that. But did he back up on us?
Yes, sir.
He took every bit of it. And in these last days, two things, and you can look into it or study it out. Number one, we are ashamed of him. Number two, we are afraid. I'm talking about the real church of Christ.
Oh.
And we got so many. No, I ain't get to that yet. Wait till next Sunday, probably. I'll leave that alone. He unstoppable. Now watch this now. Watch this. We want what we can get out of Jesus. We don't want the bad part. That part where I'm lied on, talked about, even get killed. We don't want that. Just give me what I want from you. Fill my pocket up with money. Fill my basket up with biscuit. Give me what I want in my house. Give me that. We just want what God can give us. And don't want to take nothing. Paul, get your Bible. Luke 14, 25 through 27. It's a package deal. It's a package deal. Now, this good gospel. You don't pick this up anywhere. This good gospel, see. It's following Jesus. It's very important. When it get down to the cross, we want to go another way. When it get around to being lied on, we want to go another way. When we want to get beat on, we go another way. No, it's a package deal. Listen to Jesus. Come on, Paul.
And there went great multitudes.
Watch him now. Watch him.
With him. And he turned and said unto them.
Watch this now. Watch the whole red up, Paul. Now, notice the big multitude.
Go ahead, Pastor.
A great multitude.
Yes, sir.
Probably over 1,000 folks.
Yes, sir.
A great multitude.
Yes.
See, only thing about Jesus, he God.
Yes.
He knows the heart of everybody in the multitude.
Yes.
Just like right now, God knows the hearts of everybody in here right now.
Amen. Yes, he does.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead,
Pastor.
Thank you.
He knows us one by one. Personally, he knows us. He don't have to go get no book to look up us. He already knows us. All his multitudes following him. But look what happened. Read, Paul.
If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
Jesus, Lord have mercy, Jesus dropped everything. Jesus wasn't in no hurt for nothing. He dropped everything to die and suffer for us. He gave up everything for us. We don't want to give up a dollar for him. We don't want to give him a pair of shoes. And talk about suffering for him. But look how he suffered for us. When he had that cross on his shoulder, it was for us. What no sin in Jesus? When they speared him in the side, it was for us.
Amen.
When they put nails in his feet, it was for us. When they put nails in his hand, it was for us. It wasn't for him. He never done nothing wrong. He had our sin on his shoulder. Follow Jesus and everybody else. Somebody got to go. You can't follow mom and daddy, sister and brother, friends and all that money. You can't follow them and follow Jesus. Jesus going a different way. And what's wrong with the church today? We want to follow the stuff. Can I say stuff?
Yeah.
And let Jesus go by himself.
Thank you, Jesus.
I done found out that the folk love this traveling world more than they love Jesus. And you know it. I'm not preaching just in the air. You can see it. Those who study the word of God and see what Jesus said, you know it. It ain't going to get no better. That means I feel sorry for children coming on. Pray for your children. They're going to need it on down the road.
Yes, sir.
When you get to studying about Jesus, what he went through with for us, sometimes I'm talking about real folks, and make you almost want to cry. We don't, many of us don't want to do nothing extra for Jesus. Now I'm talking about doing what he's supposed to do, I'm talking about extra.
Thank you, Jesus.
But look what he done for you.
All right.
Look what he went through with for you. We put everything before Jesus. I mean practically everything.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
This is good gospel now. See, watch this, watch this. See, if folks never see themselves, they'll never be helped. The Bible will show us us. The Bible will show us who we really are when you bring it just like it is.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yes. A lot of folks, Lord have mercy. Say, help him, Lord.
Yes, sir.
See, a lot of folks just want what they can get out of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
You got the most, if you saved, you got the most important thing that you can get out of Jesus. Yes, nothing more important than being saved. Yes, he'll give you a car, but the car gonna leave you, or you gonna leave the car. He'll give you $1 million, but what I'm gonna leave one another. But when you got him,
all right,
you can take everything, but you can't take my Jesus.
All right, go ahead, Kevin.
What Christ went through with us. And we won't lay him aside. But look what he's done for us. And that hate mean not literally hate.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he said, put me first.
Yes.
Mama comes second.
All right.
Daddy comes second. Kinfolk comes second. But put me first.
All right.
I'm the one who wake up mama. I'm the one who wake up daddy. I'm the, if you get it, I'm wake you up. Put me first. You can't take a step if you don't put me first.
All right.
But everything, and you're like, why? We in the last days. You can believe it if you wanna.
Yeah. We are. Amen.
Reach your power. And you can see. I know these preachers who study the Word of God and prayerfully, they can see it plain as day. It's right around the corner. We're treating Jesus so bad. Anything could pop up. We put him on the burner, on the back burner.
Yeah, yeah.
And watch us. And we, because I'm here too. We think Jesus half crazy. We think Jesus, God already knows what we're going to do before we were born in the world.
Oh, you're right.
We put everything before Jesus. Until you think we're going to die. Act like God got Alzheimer's.
Come on, Reverend. Come on, Reverend.
One thing about my Jesus. One thing about Jesus, he promised never to leave you nor forsake him. If you don't leave him, he'll never leave you.
Amen.
If you go down in the lounge, then he was there before the lounge got there.
Yeah. Come on now.
Put him in a fire funny. The fire got the hush.
All right. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Go ahead. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
He fired himself. How can fire burn up fire?
God in the fire furnace.
Yes,
well, how far can burn up fire?
Read on, Paul. And whosoever does not bear his cross,
listen to that,
and come after me cannot be my disciple.
That's just a plain old day. Plain as day. It's a package deal. I'm trying to get y'all to see. It's a package deal.
Yeah.
We're trying to pray, Lord, make my enemy leave me alone.
Oh,
if you follow Jesus, you got some enemies.
All right.
I said, if you follow Jesus, I'm talking about following him now. I ain't talking about nobody else. Well, I'm talking about following him, want to please him. You got some enemies.
Preach.
Thank you.
I'm talking about something close to you. Thought you were your friend. And when you get to following Jesus, you'll find out who your friends really are.
Brother.
It's a package deal. That Jesus went through for us. To save our dying self. We don't want folks to even talk about us. We don't want folks to lie on us. And be pressed to be ashamed out in the public because of Jesus.
Help us,
Lord. Oh.
Help us, Lord.
You got a cross. We try to dodge the cross. Sometimes folks just compromise living in the world to please your buddy, to please your friend. You ought to tell them, I'm following Jesus. Well, I'm getting mad with you. I'm following Jesus. Because where you going, going to end up one day, but where I'm going, going to last forever. I'm going to follow Jesus. And we are not. Everybody said, we are not. We are not. Let's get this good now. We are not to compromise God's word to make people love us.
You're right.
Compromise God what to make somebody love you. If ain't no love him, it's just they don't love him anyway.
Well,
God will fight your battle. If you just keep still, God will fight your battle. If you follow Jesus, he comes to take care of you. Yes, you're going to have lions. Yes, you're going to have wolves and snakes at you. But God said, I'll be with you. We want to follow Jesus for the biscuits and the loaves. But when it come down to the lied on and talked about and persecuted, we want to draw up. But did he draw up for us? It wasn't no pledge on that cross. He called out, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? Wonder what happened. What made Jesus say that? Watch it now. Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? What happened? What made him say that? It got dark. Darkness represents sin.
All right.
And when Jesus became out of sin, his Father turned his back on him.
Reverend.
And just when he cried out, Father, why have you forsaken me? God can't look at sin. He became out of sin for us. We were sin.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
It's a package deal. You won't just fly on to heaven. It's a following Jesus It's a package deal. Everybody pat you on the back and none of your friend anyway. Everybody shake your hand and none of your friend. They could be shaking your hand and hope you die at the same time.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
But look, I want you, I ain't in no hurry. But look what he done for us. You ought to get to studying them things by yourself about that cross and what he went through with. If you mean busy, your home will have you crying. And how are we treating him? We are ashamed and afraid. And he led there. Is I'm telling the truth? And that means, preachers, we don't compromise the gospel.
You're right, brother.
We got enough of them out there compromising. Don't compromise the
Amen.
Gospel.
Yeah. All right. You're right, brother.
No. Heart of mine. Peter was talking about the elder. He got to tell the truth. That's his holy name. And our brother and sister, it's a suffering church. A package deal. Everybody's a package deal. It's the package. It's a suffering church. Get the only church go through suffering. Wonder why that?
Yes, sir.
Wonder why this the only church go through suffering. Wonder why? Hold on. That's something about it, man.
Yes, sir.
Wonder why Jesus Church is the only church go through suffering. It is because he is salvation.
Yeah.
And the devil trying to stop us from having salvation.
You're right.
If he just would have stopped Jesus, we wouldn't have had salvation.
You're right.
Because of he is salvation, he wants to stop folks from going to heaven.
Right. Yes,
all the other false doctrine don't have no salvation. So the devil owns the rest of them.
Right.
He's the only one he owns, but the devil got all the rest of false doctrines.
Yes,
they don't go through no suffering.
Yes,
the devil ain't no fool. He said, I better get that leader there. If I get Jesus, I get them all. It's a suffering church, but unstoppable. I like that boy.
Unstoppable. Thank you, sir.
Y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
A suffering church, but unstoppable. And the devil do all he can to stop Jesus. He didn't want Jesus to go to that cross.
Right.
He knew if Jesus went to that cross, he knew that he was going to get up. But he was messed up. He thought, if I just kill him, it's over. Oh, you don't know who you're dealing with.
Yes.
He was dead and with life.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
All right.
Jesus don't make life. He is life.
Brother.
But how can you kill life? How can you kill life? How can you burn up fire? I can't burn up fire. It's a package deal. He knew what he had to go through with. But no surprise with Jesus.
No, sir. No, sir.
You can't destroy life. Life only is in Christ. He told his disciples, you may take my life, but I'm going to pick it up again. Oh boy.
Go ahead.
It was something different from this man.
Yeah, right.
He wasn't afraid somebody to die on the cross.
No.
But why are you going to go to the grave when he already dead?
Well, go
I'm going to grave and got a big old ton of rocks, a big old rock to close the door. Take 2 or 3 men to move it. And what you got God standing there for? He dead. They checked him out. He was what? Dead.
Thank you.
But something strange about this fella. See, it's a persecuted church, but on what? Stoppable.
Unstoppable.
Oh, hallelujah. Kick me.
Yes, sir.
Beat me.
Yes, sir.
Flip me.
Yes, sir.
Stomp me.
Yes, sir.
But I'm still unstoppable. They checked him out. He was dead.
Yes.
God Almighty.
Brother, graveyard dead.
Thank you, brother. He was dead. Yeah. And we're going to watch a dead man come out the grave.
Oh, yeah.
It's something about this one. We don't kill a lot of followers on call. But something about this that we got to watch. Put some guard. They thought the disciples are going to come by night and take him away. He don't need no disciples. And this is why the devil, watch this now. This is why the devil persecute the church.
All right.
Yeah.
He know you following Jesus.
Yeah.
He wants you to give up following Jesus.
Yeah.
No other religion suffer like this one. He wants you to give up on Jesus.
Right.
But Jesus proved that he can die and get up when he's getting ready.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's moving.
Yeah. 3 days.
Watch this now.
Yes, sir.
One more time. Just about gone. I got 20 more minutes. Watch this.
Go ahead, Pastor.
They know he died.
Yeah.
Wasn't no help from anybody. They know he was dead.
Yes,
they checked him out because they were going to break one of his legs.
Yes,
but a Bible said, wouldn't there be a bone broken in his body?
That's right.
But when they got to check him out, he was already what? Dead.
Yes, sir.
They took him down. Clean him up.
Yeah.
Wrap him up in grave clothes. And put him in a grave.
Yes, sir.
Even a stupid devil rejoiced in.
Yeah.
They got him and put clean linen on him and push him in the grave. And then had God to watch him. He said that before he even got in there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Take
your
time. In 3 days.
Uh-huh.
3 days. Watch it now. Why are he there? Won't we miss this? He was there because of our sin.
Amen.
Put yourself there.
Amen.
He was there because of our sin, my sin, your sin.
Yes, sir.
He didn't do no sin nowhere. He took our sin. He was killed for our sin. Somebody had to die for sin. And he died. He stayed there 3 days. He told the disciples, 3 days, I'll be a God. 3 days and 3 nights. But early, other folks said, I don't know how early it was, but it the old preacher knew he'd end up saying it early. You don't know what time it was, but early. He got up.
Yes, sir.
And what so cool about it, he had the folks to move the stone.
Yes,
God Almighty. And went in there, it was empty.
All right.
How in the world they moved the stone? What happened to the God?
All right.
They wasn't asleep. They don't know who they were fooling with.
Right. You all right?
God can have you looking at something, can't do nothing about it.
Right.
Yeah. Just like a dummy looking at something. Yeah. And then take the remember from them. They didn't go nowhere. They got killed. They were watching and still wasn't watching. But when they saw everything done, checked him out. He was gone. That means, Jesse, I said, we have a salvation. The church is under a salvation, but unstoppable. You may beat me up good. Oh, boy. You may shoot me. In the flesh. God got somebody step right in my pot. It's going to be like this till Jesus come back. All the disciples got killed but one. But watch this. But every time one leave, one take his place. On what? Stoppable.
Yes, sir. Unstoppable.
Because we follow Jesus, we are unstoppable. Any way the devil can discount you, he gonna do it if you belong to Jesus. Any way that he can stop you, he gonna do it. He'll lie on you, he'll dig ditches for you, he'll call you everything but a child of God, but he can't what? Stop you. What's wrong with the church today? Her fault, number one, she ashamed of Jesus and she afraid. You're afraid of what folks saying or what folks going to do to them.
Yes, sir.
And he the one that wake us up. But Lord, I find out you got to fall in love with Jesus. Most of church folks just like Jesus. Just like him, you know. I just like him. You got to go deeper like him. You got to fall in love with Jesus. I mean love him. You ain't going to lose by loving Jesus. Let them laugh all they want.
Yes.
Let them talk about you all they want.
Yes.
One day you're going to need him.
Yes.
Nothing else can help you but Jesus.
Yes, yes sir.
Tommy, get out in the public. I'm say, how do you leave that with the God? Tommy, get out. We're hiding.
Yes.
Shame of him.
All right.
I'm about to preach 21st century church. Time a tornado comes, we'll try to pull him out. I let God crazy. Time something happens, we want to pull him out. When things going well, we put him in our pocket. But just suppose he had done that to us. He took our sin. Don't you never forget that. It's a package deal. That's an honor. Look at this. That's an honor to be lied on for Christ's sake. That's an honor to get killed for Christ's sake. That's an honor to get whipped for Christ. It's an honor. I say it ought to be our honor. Can't stop for let them talk about you. You just stand still.
Yeah. Well, well.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh.
Thank you.
You don't want to suffer for him.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Oh, my. That mean I told y'all when I start off, before I get a moment, I said, you better pray for your children.
Amen.
y'all. The way the world's going to be a mess. I'm keep on telling you that. And we haven't seen that. I'm keep on telling you that. God got me on this. I try to get off it. He got me on this. I promise you. And we don't want to acknowledge him.
Amen.
Try to hide Christ.
Amen.
Oh, boy. In these last days. And when you read about this Bible, it tells us what's going to happen in the last days.
Right.
And you see it coming right now. Irene, I say I feel sorry and sense for these young people. Bless this holy name. Got 12 more minutes. And my brothers and sisters, bless this holy name. Notice, in these last days, we preach like it is no more sin in the world. You got to say amen. If the world is not sinful, then what we are preaching for? Oh boy. And as long as Satan is here, sin is here. Because Jesus said he have come. He is sin. And my brothers and sisters, it have gotten down to the time now. Well, the people, everybody said, the people. The White House, the Supreme Court, deciding and determining what sin is and what sin is not.
Right. Oh, you're right. Reverend.
This the only thing tell you what sin is.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
The only something tell you what sin is not. Not the White House, not the Supreme Court, not folks, no. Jesus already told you what sin is. And what sin is not.
Yes, sir.
How can they come up with something they don't even know Jesus?
All right.
When you see some folks act like that, they never met Jesus. The devil got a lot of religious folks.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, baby.
Right, Pastor.
But meeting Jesus is different.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
They changing God's word?
Yes, sir.
We just to relax on that?
You're right.
He the one tell us what sin is and what sin is not. But time somebody don't like it, he get the marching.
Yes, sir.
Supreme Court got to change something.
Yeah,
oh, boy. They can change everything they want, but they just can't change this.
This is Cal Law number 1643.
The Word of God. Everybody in this world got to stand on this Bible.
Yes, sir.
What this Bible says.
Yes.
Amen.
Preach, Pastor.
Not what these little papers saying out there. The devil got his books out there, but you ought to read Jesus' book.
Yes.
God's word will never change.
Yes. Thank you.
Ain't gonna ever change.
No, sir.
But we are ashamed of it. And we are, I'm gonna be saying it long as I got breath. That's our problem.
Amen.
We want a big showing, but when it comes down to the nitty gritty, we want to put him in our back pocket when time comes and put him last and let God crazy.
All
right. I promise you, this is nothing to play with. I promise you, you got to meet the Lord one day. We can play around with him all we want. Not a church playing church. Most in the world not playing church.
That's right.
Let's throw Jesus right. Let's throw him away. You don't care. I'll pick you up later, Jesus. Act like Jesus crazy.
Pick him up later.
And time here bring, oh, Lord, you know my heart. I sure know it. That means you where you are, because I know you are.
All right.
You don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
All of us got to stand before him. If somebody died for us, it's a package that we don't want to suffer.
Right.
Enemy man come after me, if any man come after me, following me, you going to catch some kind of hell. We want to go ahead and just let it on fire of beds of bees. No sickness, nothing. No enemy, nothing. No pain, nothing. I'm following Jesus. Well, you know my pattern. You better check my pattern out first. I was spit on. I was lied on. I was talked about. Dig, this is what for me. Now, you still want to follow me? And somebody gonna get killed. Look how many folk already don't got killed. For the gospel. He died for us, didn't he? He didn't die for us that he may have a right to the tree of life, but he died for us that we may have a right to the tree of life. He took our sin. He became sin. He took our place. But we don't want to take his place. What folk gonna say? Forget about what folk gonna say.
All right.
Mm. Yeah. Good preaching. I'm about close now. And what wrong? Preachers don't come back next Sunday. Cause I'm talking about preaching next Sunday. Get down to that.
Preach,
I mean,
brother.
I've got to preach it.
Yes, sir.
I know what he told me. We compromise too much.
Amen.
Trying to make folk love us. You can't make nobody love you.
Amen.
Let them hate you for the right thing. Yes, you're going to be hated. Talked about and everything else. I'm going to close when I say this. Years ago, I was preaching Romans 8. Boy, and God knows what you need, you know.
Yes,
I don't know what I'm going through, but it's been many years ago. And boy, I ran up on, if God be first. You know, you ran up on it, you know.
Yes, sir.
He knows what you need.
Yes, sir.
If God be first.
All right.
Who? Uh-huh. Name somebody. Who can be against you? Who can be against the church? Let them be against the church. The church already don't triumph.
Yes, sir.
All right.
If the head already over there, we falling behind the head. Let me explain that, so maybe you get it in mind. If the head is already in there,
yes, sir.
We the body,
yes.
Well, we right behind him.
Right behind him.
I said, if the head already in there, we the body.
That's right.
He
can't. If you see a man with no head, you don't want, ain't you? But we right behind him. We the body. We hooked on to him. If he made it, we gonna make it. Unstoppable church. All the rest of them gonna stop, but Jesus, the church gonna stand. Every time you look around, new church. Oh, ever one real church. I said, only one real church. And that's the church of Jesus Christ. The rest of them are false.
Yes, sir.
Tell them I said it. The rest of them are what? False.
Go ahead.
Yes, yes, yes.
If they ain't got Jesus, the only way to hell. That's not dogmatic. Because that's where it is. The devil got folks and Jesus got folks. The devil got a church, Jesus got a church. Don't take your salvation lightly. This thing is real. But when you read about the last days, you can see what's happening. And if you study the last days, you can see it happening just the plain as day. And we are like, nothing ain't not happening. It's happening. This thing is real.
Amen.
You better pray for your children.
Yeah.
I promise you. Children, your folk, you better make sure you got Jesus.
Thank you.
Let me tell you this. See, we think it's something to pray with. I hear folks say, well, I won't be the only one in hell. I'll rub up all that kind of stuff, you know. They're playing Nancy. Really, if they don't get saved, where are they going? Where are they going? No other Savior can keep a man out of hell but Jesus. No other Messiah, I don't care where he comes from. Jesus is the only one can keep a soul out of hell. The only one. He got only one church. And he is the head of that church. And we are the body. And if the head already don't got to die.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you want to kill a man quick, hit him in the head.
Right. Right.
Quick.
Quick.
Right. I don't care what moving out here, hit him in the head, all this gonna stop.
Right.
Right. Quick.
Yes, sir.
But the head came out.
Yes, yes, yes.
Woo. And if we hooked on the body, we right behind. He's not going to heaven with headless man. He's going to heaven with us that behind him. We hooked on to him. I promise never to leave you, not forsake you. We don't have a heavenly God. Our God got a head. And told us we the body.
Yes, sir.
Where every head go, my feet go.
Yes, sir.
Find that something,
yes,
boy.
That boy.
I'm hooked on.
That's right.
Look at your name there. Are you hooked on?
Hooked on.
And if you're hooked on, you're unstoppable.
Yes,
I said you're unstoppable.
Yes,
you gonna make it. You gonna make it. To be shaken what's happening to this world. If you hooked on to Jesus, you already done made it.
Yes, sir.
Stay with him.
Yes.
Yes, you're gonna go through trials. Yes, you're gonna suffer. Yes, he suffered for you. Why can't we suffer for him?
Yes, sir.
And one day, I got 45 seconds. One day. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Following Jesus, he go everywhere. You may have to crawl up some mountains in life.
Come on, Reverend.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But you're hooked on now.
Hooked on.
Oh. Boy, but when you get there, you know you'll be there.
Because
you're hooked on.
Hooked on.
When you go, you go. Your body don't go out.
Yes, sir.
But I got a brand new body for
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
You ain't got to worry about this one right here.
Yeah.
When the doctor gets through messing with it, I got you a new one waiting on you. You have a glorified body. When Jesus got up at that grave, he had a brand new body. It was a glorified body. One never ached no more. One never cried no more. A body that's going to live throughout eternity. A glorified body. Wow yourself out for Jesus. He got another body coming for you. You're going to wear out anyway. What's going to wear out for Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Oh, age gonna get him, Terry.
Yeah.
I said, oh, time gonna get you.
Yeah.
Wow, well, for Jesus. When you're wild well for Jesus,
yeah,
you can't hardly walk.
Yeah.
You can't hardly breathe.
Yeah.
But you're gonna have a brand new body.
Yeah.
I say a brand new body.
Yeah.
No more aching.
Yes,
no more pain.
Yes.
No more crying.
Yes,
no more headaches.
Yeah.
Hey, hey,
hey.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
Have you tried it? Have you tried? New body. You hooked on. Something's all in it. Go on, take the pain. Go on, cry if you got to cry. But just don't give up. God got it fixed for you. You are unstoppable. He come to save you. I'm saved. I gave my life to him. By his grace and his mercy, he saved me. I know where I'm going when I die. I ain't scratching my head. I know where I'm going to heaven when I die. You got to think. You got to think. Don't let the devil. He here. The devil is everywhere. He even got access to heaven. He'll control your mind. He'll control your mind. You think it's just you. It's him doing the controlling your mind. Jesus told us how to miss hell.
Yes, sir.
He the only way can keep us from going to hell. Jesus is the only way. Buddha can't help you.
All right.
Muhammad can't help you. All the rest, they can't. He the only one. He got it. He had it so simple. If a man confessed the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved from the lake of fire. Your soul got to stay somewhere forever. And the devil will deceive you. He here too. Jesus said he here. That's what you got to talk about.
He's here.
He'll direct your mind.
Right.
Don't let him take over your mind.
Yeah.
That means when you come to church, you come to hear truth. Not lie, not compromising. Woe unto preachers who compromising folks' souls.
You're right, Pastor.
And if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. Saved from hell.
Yes, sir.
A 1 billion years, souls gonna still be in hell. A 1 trillion years, souls gonna be in hell. 100,000 years. That's right, brother. Will there be another?